Welcome to Everyday Questions with Pastor Dave, a show where we explore life's perplexing questions and answers that can be found in the Bible. Join us as we seek for understanding, wisdom, and guidance together in our daily lives for every situation. Today's question is,
when does life begin? Wow, that's a big one. We have protesters in the streets, in front of the abortion clinics, all over the place, but it is right here in Genesis 16. But you can read Genesis 16 150 times and not get it unless you've read the rest of the book, particularly the Old Testament, which talks about the heart of man, the fact that God gave Abraham the first covenant, follow me with all your heart, circumcise your children. God places the spirit in the heart of man. The mind is contrary to the will of God, and the flesh is an abomination. It's up to the spirit to take control of the mind and the body and guide it in the right fashion. Now, we're going to Genesis 16. Abram and Sarai, before their names were changed by God, were promised a child. But in their old age, they're doubting God. That seems to be another Hebrew thing that happens, doubt of God. But nevertheless, they doubt God's going to do it. Sarai says to Abram, hey, take my young little Egyptian servant and go into her and have a child so we can have a child, at least by her. Her name is Hagar. She's actually Pharaoh's daughter. You got to read the book of Jubilees, figure that one out. So Abram says, sure, yeah, 25-something, and I'm pushing 100. Absolutely. What man wouldn't, John? So he goes into her, and she conceives. When she tells Sarai she's conceived, Sarai is not happy. How many women want something, and then when they get it, they're not happy about it?
Well, if you don't know, I'm not telling you.
Well, she wasn't happy. She got very angry, and she sent her away. Jealousy. This woman has done something for my husband I couldn't do. So we're going to catch up here in verse 7 of chapter 16 of Genesis. Sarai has sent Hagar away. Hagar has traveled a couple days out into the wilderness. And an angel, not an ordinary angel, though. You got to pay very close attention. And the angel of the Lord found her by the fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain on the way to Shur. She was on her way back to her dad's home in Egypt. Shur is the borderline to Egypt, the wilderness of Shur. Now, this is the angel of the Lord. All angels, let me specify here, all angels are from the Lord, but some have fallen. And this has a small letter on the word angel. If it were a large letter, a capital letter in the word angel, as it has many times in here, it would specify Jesus Christ or one of the Trinity delivering that message. This is a standard angel, small a, from the Lord, yes, good and bad, both come from the Lord, discussed that on Between the Lines many times, has found her. Now listen how this angel talks. There's where the clue is. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou? Whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself unto her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly. Angels don't talk like that. Only God talks like that. Of an angel coming with a message from God, he said, God will do this for you. But this angel says, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Now he also, when he says I will, specifying I'm going to do it right now, not I have already done it, I'm going to do it right now, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly. And this child, he shall be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren. That's not a nice fellow. Bit of an evil spirit there. And we see the birth of Islam there, the Arabs, and then Isaac will be later born to Sarah and Abraham, and will be the line of the Jews. A lifelong blood feud will evolve from this right here. But let's go back to how she got to where she is. Let's see. Sarai told her to go and sleep with her husband. A woman ovulates 1 to 5 days. Let's say she was made pregnant on the third day. 12 to 16 days later, if she is not pregnant, she'll miss her cycle. So let's go right in the middle of that one, 14 days. That's average by standards put out by the Medical Association. So 3 days, third day of ovulation. 14 days later, she's missed her cycle. And these women were very astute on pregnancy back then. There are stories from older women come in and look at younger women and know they're pregnant within days. So Sarah gets upset with her, and let's give her 2 days to throw her out of the camp. And she journeys to Shur, the wilderness of Shur, which is approximately 50, 60 miles away. When I was in the Army, we could march 20 miles in 4.5 hours comfortably. So that's a 2 to 3 day journey. If you add all that up, that's 21 to 22 days when this angel finds her. You know what modern medicine says? A baby's heart begins to beat approximately 21 to 22 days after conception. Now, I don't pretend to know how this evil angel could do this, but I have seen in this Bible many places where wandering spirits could enter a heart that was empty. And it's very plain here that this evil angel placed a spirit right at the right time, 21 to 22 days, within this fetus, within Hagar. And the Jews call the spirit the spark of life. It's the animating principle for the entire body. If a spirit never enters a body, the heart will never begin to beat. In fact, Revelation says in 9:6, in those days, men will seek death and death will flee from them. No matter what happens to their body, they will not die because the spirit is not plucked out at that time. It's left there. It can be totally crushed in a road, and life will still be in the body regardless of the internal organs or anything else, because the spirit is the animating principle. And I'll give you another clue. Modern Christianity wants to say at conception, the moment of conception, 50 to 75% of fertilized eggs are spontaneously aborted before the cycle ends. Why would God waste his time? It's absolutely right here in black and white, right here in the book. You got to read it. You got to devour this book. You got to go through it and through it and through it. It's right here in black and white that life begins when the heart begins to beat. At that time, God places the spirit. In this case, the evil angel placed a wandering spirit, but God places the spirit in the heart at that time. Right here in God's Word. Good to be with you here today on Everyday Questions Answered from the Bible.
That wraps up today's short of Everyday Questions with Pastor Dave. We hope you've gained some insight into today's question and will join us again next time. Thanks again for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.